السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. For those brothers who have attended their first salat, inshallah, if they can make their way quietly. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His bounties and counted ni'mah. It doesn't matter how much we try to count the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never be able. But definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all the ni'mah that He has given us, and we will be accountable for each of the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Today is another blessing, a third Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan, to be able to come to the masjid to perform our ibadah peacefully. Unlike many other Muslim brothers and sisters around the world, for whatever valid reason, they don't have this pleasure. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the opportunity peacefully to come and fulfill our ibadah of Salatul Jum'ah ma'al jama'ah. The countdown has begun of the blessed month leaving us, as we enter into the last 10 days, and the last 10 days in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a night which is greater than or better than 1,000 months. My dear brothers, the reason why this month is so blessed, because its connection with the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Sad, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakul liyadabbaru in ayatihi wa liyatadhakkara ulul albab. Allah mentioned that the Quran, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is blessed. And on that point, ulama have mentioned that because of the word of Allah, because the Quran is so blessed, that the angel who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to carry his message from Lawh-e Mahfuz to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became the best. Jibril alayhi salam, the leader of the angels of Malaika. And the Prophet that the Quran was revealed, he became the best of Allah's creation, the leader of all Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. The nation upon the Quran was revealed, it became the best of Allah's nations. It became amongst the Allah's best creation. The month in which the Quran was revealed, it became the best month of the calendar year. And the night in which the Quran was revealed, it became the best night amongst all the nights in the 30 days of the blessed month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with the connection with the Quran, Allah's words. And as Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, قَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. If I want to be the best, amongst the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then let the Quran touch me. Whoever the Quran has touched, they have become the best. As the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ said, خَيْرُكُمْ, the best amongst you, مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, is the one who has made the effort of learning the Quran and he taught others. What he learned, he passed it on the knowledge. So the whole connection of the word best is connected with the Quran. And because they are Allah's words, and look how blessed the Quran is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look at the other books of Allah, Tawrat, Injil, Zabur, and scriptures, they were specifically revealed to a nation, to a qawm, to some people in their own language. But the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so easy by revealing it in a language that the whole ummah till the day of Qiyamah will be able to read it and understand it. As Allah mentioned, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak, that the book that we reveal to you, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is blessed. ليدبروا من آياته, so the people who the Quran was revealed upon, they can ponder in the verses, they can understand how much effort have I put in learning the Quran. As we look, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month of Ramadan, it became the best month only because of the Quran was revealed in it. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. The only reason why laylatul qadr became the best night is because the Quran was revealed in it. The ummah of the Prophet ﷺ became the best of ummah is because the Quran was revealed upon this ummah. So if I want to be the best among the best, then follow the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allama." There was a time, and this is propaganda has been going for years. How can we destruct the system of makatib madrasas, the evening classes, the weekend classes? Because this is where the children learn about the Quran and their deen. And they have been planning for years. How can we destruct these children? And they have been successful. It's only us, we don't realize what their plan is. In the last 10 years, the extra classes, the extra curriculum, extra tuition, everything extra, has increased to a point where children, instead of attending madrasa 5 days, now they're attending 3 days. And if we don't realize and wake up sooner or later, they'll be attending no madrasa. Because from the weekday, they'll go to the weekend. From weekend, there'll be no classes. If these children are deprived from learning the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I'm going to be answerable to Allah tomorrow. Because the children we have, they are amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I want to be amongst the best, then why don't I want my children to be amongst the best? خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best amongst you is the one who learned the Quran. I teach madrasas. You'll have a parent calling me and says, Mawlana, you know what? my child cannot attend Monday night because the school have extra classes. My child cannot attend Tuesday because they have extra sports activity. My child cannot attend Friday because they have to go for the extra tuition class. How quickly can you make my child finish the Quran so they can concentrate on their the education in school? Do you see where we're heading? What has become more important and what has become less important? I want to be amongst the best, but I don't want the same for my child. Wallahi, the only reason, as I mentioned for those brothers coming now, the only reason why the nation, the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ became the best because of the Quran was revealed to this ummah. I started from the Lawh-e Mahfuz, where the Quran was kept by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it was released from Allah to Jibreel, who became the best amongst the Malaika, who became the leader of the Malaika, who became the Imam of the Malaika. Why? Because of the Quran. It was revealed from Jibreel, it was brought to the Prophet ﷺ, who became the best amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He became the Imam of all Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Why? Because of the Quran. It was brought to the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. They became the best amongst the Ummah. Why? Because of the Quran. The month of Ramadan became the best month of the whole calendar. Why? Because of the Quran was revealed in Ramadan. The night of Laylatul Qadr became the best amongst the 30 days of Ramadan. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Khayrun min alfi shahr, better than even 1,000 months. Why? Because the Quran was revealed in it. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. And the Prophet ﷺ said, we are the best ummah. And if we want to be the best amongst the best, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best amongst us is the one who learned the Quran, make effort in the Quran, and pass the knowledge to others. It is up to us whether to take it or lose it. We see how busy we get. Our batteries get recharged. The charging cable is plugged from the Ramadan start to the end of Ramadan. We get that extra energy in us. And it is so true. It's because of the blessing of Ramadan. We sleep less. We stay awake longer. But brothers, don't let... This is all Allah made it possible because our enemy, number one, Shaitan, is not with us or is not amongst us. He will be released and he will come back. Let's not let the Quran to be put on the shelf and forgotten about it. Because the Quran will come on the day of Qiyamah, as the Prophet ﷺ said, Hujjatul laka aw alayk, it will come for us or against us. Allah will ask the Quran to speak, to give witness on each individual. And the Quran will speak nothing but the truth. For those who are connected to the Quran throughout their life, the Quran will give witness on their behalf. If the Quran was deprived, I was never had a time for the Quran will come and complain against me on the day of Qiyamah. We learn how great is the night of power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this night because of the Quran was revealed in it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look at how blessed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah could have told us, find the Laylatul Qadri out of the 365 days. He could have said that. But Allah had mercy on us. From 365, he brought it down to 30 days. And even more merciful, From the 30 days, he brought it down to last 10 days. And from the last 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed even more mercy on this ummah. Through our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, look for it, find it in the last 10 odd nights. 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. From 365 to 30, from 30 to 10, from 10 to 5. How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Just like the salat original was 50, through Allah's mercy brought it down to 5. But we're still getting reward for 50. I just want to clarify one misunderstanding upon the ummah. Whenever your masjid finish the Quran, it is not guaranteed. It is the night of power. Wallahi, I've seen, I've witnessed. As soon the Quran is finished, the next night the masjid is empty. Ramadan is not over. Finish the Quran, it is not guaranteed. That is the night of Laylatul Qadr. Some people, they finish on 29. Some people have a vision on 27, some people have a vision on 29. Does that mean the one who finished on 25 was wrong? Does that mean the one who finished on 27 was wrong? Does that mean the one who finished on 29 was wrong? The Prophet ﷺ said, look for it in the odd night. And how do we know if Laylatul Qadr is going to be on 29 when everybody has left the masjid and everybody is busy preparing for the Eid? And we lose out. Have you ever thought about that? How many 29th have I missed? Standing in ibadah. As the Prophet said, man qama imanu wa ihtisaban. Whosoever stands at night in the month of Ramadan, hoping and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. All their previous sins will be forgiven. What about if Laylatul Qadr is on 29th and I've missed out? As they say, you've missed the boat. Imagine if it was 365, we have to look for it. And you come to find out it was last night and I've missed it. Now I have to wait for another 364 days. Imagine if it was to look for it out of the whole month of Ramadan. And then I can find out it was last week. My brothers, the month of Ramadan is full 29 or 30 days. The ibadah continues even after the Quran has finished in your masjid. Let not the shaitan who has planted his diseases before he left to us to think that, you know what, once the Quran is finished, alhamdulillah, now I can relax. It is not a tick box exercise. Worshipping Allah. Connection with the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, is to understand, to ponder. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا مِنْ آيَاتِهِ. So we can look, we can understand what Allah wants from me, what Allah is saying. To become a doctor, engineer, you spend 6-7 years sacrificing, living away from home, eating, not eating healthy food, and so on. Why? Because I want to achieve that degree and that certificate. What about when it matters about my akhirah? How much effort have I put in reciting the Quran daily, understanding the Quran as little as I can, act upon what Allah says in the Quran? How much effort have I put in it? Ask ourselves. I know you get the answer. Because our heart will never lie to us. I can put more effort about in the dunya. What about in akhirah? I want to be the best. And amongst the best, I want to be the best. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. If we want to be the best, then Prophet ﷺ told us, the best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran, put effort, hard work, more time in learning the Quran. If I learn the Quran, then it's my responsibility to make sure my children are also taught the Quran. Making excuses about the dunya is not going to be an excuse when I'll be questioned in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on day Qiyamah. My dear brothers, as the time doesn't allow, we have limited 10 days remaining of this blessed month. The Sahaba used to cry like a baby, as if they've lost their loved one. When asked, why are you crying so much? Have you lost someone? He says, no, because I'm fearing the days have passed of Ramadan. Have I fulfilled them? Have I achieved something? And the days which are coming are so little, are so less. Am I going to fulfill the rights of those? Am I going to be, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that once Ramadan ends, am I going to be in the group A or group B? Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted their qiyam, their siyam, and forgive them their sins, or am I going to be in the group that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not even bother looking at their amal? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all that.